the case between Rashi and the Rash and the ritual meaning. Because Rashi says, when it says like this, the Rabbonim say, Vendor Shesayah, Yochid Vendor Shesarabi in Istanbul. So there is no Natimin. But Rabshinen says, Vishesayochid Taylin, Vishesarabi in Toya. So according to Rabbonim, it's a Vadai, because of Tabo Rabbi says, so Melein Vishesarabi in Istanbul. And according to Rabshinen, it's not a Vadai, it's a Sok. Rav Shimon is chelik on the halacha of Tav Reza. So we may say, it's a sofik. If it's a sofik, so it depends, b'shis hayochid it's tomei, and b'shis harabim it's toya. So what does it mean, b'shis hayochid and b'shis harabim, according to Rav Shimon? What does it mean, b'shis hayochid and b'shis harabim? So the Rash here, and Rashi in both, in Nidah Dabbeis, and in Gittin Daf Lamed Aleph, say the same thing. That what does it mean? Bein shemikve zeh b'yoshes ha'yochi, bein shemikve zeh b'yoshes ha'rabi. Mei yislim afreya. So now it's a co-interruption, there's a distinction between b'yoshes ha'yochi and b'yoshes ha'rabi. So it depends upon the fact that the mikve is in b'yoshes ha'yochi. The mikve is in b'yoshes ha'rabi. The mikve is in b'yoshes ha'rabi. There I saw some chabrim in the sforim discussing that din. So they say the ritvo yinide is chelik, because the ritvo yinide says it doesn't depend whether the mikveh is in the rishus ayomi or the mikveh is in the rishus arabi, but it depends upon the tyres, or the tyres in the rishus arabi and the tyres in the rishus ayomi. In other words, what is negeya? It's negeya the tyres. It's negeya the tyres. So it's not whether the mikveh is b'shis ha'yochi or the mikveh is in the b'shis ha'rabi, but whether the tyrus is not so b'shis ha'yochi or not so b'shis ha'rabi. I don't think that there is any machlokes, I mean, because regabe yaloche of sofi ketumah b'shis ha'yochi, tzvei ketome, and sofi ketumah b'shis ha'rabi is tzvei ketoeya. So b'shis ha'yochi and b'shis ha'rabi is not a permanent status. What is a b'shis ha'yochi? In other words, if we don't have three people, if we have just one person, or no people, or two people, not three. And what is a b'shis ha'rabi? B'shis ha'rabi means three people. We learn it out from Seite. Because by Seite, so it's also a kosuf. So fikivada, in other words, if the husband was becoming made into his wife, autista in brainy, and then the wife, in spite of that exhortation and that kinu, so she was nistero with that man, b'fnei, so we don't know whether it was adultery committed or not. So until it is nisparet with the mayim amorim, she lasur lebailo b'tiras vata. So ma seite, so it's beil rebellious, we don't know whether there was noose. I mean, so the man and the woman, just two people. Of course, if there are two people, so it's Rishis HaYochid. Mashiachim, if there are three people, so it's Rishis HaRabim. So Rishis HaYochid, Rishis HaRabim is not something of a permanent status. In other words, it might vary. In one situation, we have three people, so it is something of Rishis HaRabim. In another situation, we have two people, or one per person, or no people, so it's a Rishis HaYochid. So Memele, what did the Chai have to say? How did the Chai have to say, according to the Rashi and the Rashi, it doesn't depend whether the Tyrus were not with Rishis HaYochid or Rishis HaRabi, but whether the Mikveh is located. What do you mean the Mikveh is located? The Mikveh. So one day, you might have 1,000 people there, in the Mikveh, and another time, no people in the mikveh. The mikveh is closed and no one is there. So it all depends. So in other words, so what does it mean, the asiyas ataris? Asiyas ataris means, let's say, either when the person who has stomach is stable himself, or when the kelim that are playing, so are stable himself. So this is what the ritual means. So what the Rashi says, Beishem mikveh zeh b'shis ha'yochid. Beishem mikveh zeh b'shis ha'rabim. What does it mean, the mikveh is b'shis ha'yochid? let's say, at 9 o'clock, there are 2 people in the mikveh. At 10 o'clock, there are 1,000 people. So it all depends. So at 10 o'clock, when there are 3 people, so then it has a divination of rabbin. And at 9 o'clock, there are 2 people only in the mikveh. So it has a divination of yochi. So it depends. When the Rash says, "Daily bishazeh b'shusarabim b'shayochi," and Rav Shimon says, "B'shusayochi is daily, b'shusarabim is toya, b'shusarabim is toya." So it means, what does it mean? The mikveh is b'shusarabim. It means at the time when that circumstance took place, that circumstance that gave rise to the sophic. So when did the sophic arise? The sophic arose as a result of the Asiyas Ataris. What does it mean, the Asiyas Ataris? The Asiyas Ataris means, so, unless we are going to say that the Asiyas Ataris would mean when the Ritva says, so it goes without saying that when the Rash says, that the Rash says, Mikveh Zeh B'Shusarabim, doesn't mean Mikveh B'Shusarabim. It doesn't make any difference. The Mikveh can be located in the street. And for this and Times Square, but if at the time of the Tefillah of Gordon Tomek or of the Kelim Tmeim, no, it is deserted, Times Square is deserted, and there are only 2 people, so then it's a divination of yochi, and it can be, the mikveh can be located indoors. But if at the time of the Tefillah of Gordon Tomek or of the Kelim Tmeim, so they are 3 people or more, so then it's a sophic to the Mishus Rabbi. Because the Tefillah, so it goes without saying that when Rashi in Nide and in Gittin, the Flamed Aleph, say, and the Rash here, say, the Mikveh Mishus Rabbi, the Mikveh Mishus Rabbi, they mean at the Mikveh is Mishus Rabbi at the time of the Tefillah of the Adam Tomek. It doesn't mean the Mikveh can be in the street, but in the time of the Tefillah, there aren't 3 people, so that means that the Mikveh is Birshus HaYochid. So that goes without saying. I think that when the Ritva says the Tares is Birshus HaYochid, Birshus HaRabi, he doesn't mean the Tares, let's say, the Kehilat Tomei was Nitvel, and then after the Kehilat Tomei was Nitvel, so somebody put a Kikar Shel Trumo in the Kehilat. So apparently these Mechabalim assume, of course, when the Rash says Mikveh, so it means at the time of the Tefillah of the Adam Tomei or the Kehilat Tomei, whether there were 3 people or less than 3 people. They probably assumed that when the Ritva says in Ide that Veshus Hayochi, Veshus Harabi means the Asiyas Ataris, so it means, in other words, that the important fact is not whether there were 3 people at the time the Kehilah was Nitva, or the person, the Tomei was Nitva, but it means at the time the Kikar touched the person was Nitva. In the place where the Kikar was placed in the Kehilah that was Nitval, whether there were 3 people or 2 people. But why should we say that? After all, why should at the time when the Kikar, the place when the Kikar touches the Kehilah, or the Kikar touches the person who is Nitval, be so important? After all, this is not the important fact. The important fact is, the basic fact is whether the person is a Tomei or the person is not a Tomei. Not, we have no sveikis in regard to the touching, to the contact between the Kikar and the person. So why should that be the important fact? So these Mechabrim, wrote wrong. So the right, there is a machlekes between the Rash and the Ritva. So they assumed that when the Ritva spells out the Asiyas Ataris, it means at the time, let's say at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning, so a person, a Tomei or a Kehilah, that is Tomei, is Ritva in the Mikveh. And in that Mikveh, at that time of the Tefillah, there are 2 people. not you. But then, the next day, a kikash of trouble is put in that chair. And when it's put in that chair, so there is a whole convention in the room when it's put in that chair. So in other words, so this Mechaber assumed that according to the ritual, it has a dean of Sofik Tumah B'Shes Rabbi, according to the Rashi, it has a dean of Sofik Tumah B'Shes Yochid. I think that when the ritual says Asiyas Ataris, it doesn't mean Asiyas Ataris when the kikar is placed in the keile that was nitvah, or the kikar is placed in the hand of the person who was nitvah. But it means Asiyas Ataris, it means the basic fact that affects the Ataris. Because after all, as far as the contact between the kikar and the keile, there is no sreikas in it. We know we touch it. The sofik is as to the status of the keile, whether the keile is tamei or the keile is toyer. So that depends upon the moment of feeling. So when the ritual says, Asiyas Ataris, Bein she'asiyas Ataris, b'shus hayochid, Bein she'asiyas Ataris, b'shus harabi, so he means the same thing as the Rashi. I once had an argument with a certain person. I don't have to mention his name about that, but I think I mean that it's obvious that the ritual does not mean something other than what the Rashi says. All right. Now, Omar Reb Shimon, Ma'ise b'mikumo shel tiskes v'yavne shenimdido v'nimtzes chaseo v'hoyo Reb Talpe mitayo ורבי עקיבא מטעם. עומר רב טרפה, הוי לו מקווה זה בחזקסטר, הוא אימי, ואי לו מול בתערוסי, עד שנבוד השני. עומר רב עקיבא, הוי לו מטעם זה בחזקסטום אימי, ואי לו מול בתמוסי, עד שנבוד לו חושב תורי. עומר רב טרפ, ממוזד אי לו למי שאוי לגל המזבח ומקר, ומי יושב בלכו שמחלות, זה שם לא תקשב. עומר רב עקיבא למוזד אי לו למי שאוי לגל המזבח, ויושב במום שם לא סיפסולו. אומר רב הטרף, עד מה קישו באומום, אני מה קישו בין גושי מלכות, נרמדי די, אם די נו באומום, נרמדנו מבאומום, אם די נו בין גושי מלכות, זה נרמדנו בין גושי מלכות, אומר רב הכירה, מקווה פסולי בעץ, באומום פסולי בעץ, באו יחי הבין גושי מלכות, זה של מסלום האחר, מקווה פסולי ביוחי, באומום פסולי ביוחי, באו יחי הבין גושי מלכות, זה שפסולי בפס, נמנע לו בתמור, אומר רב הטרף, מה קירה, הפרס מוכו, כי פרס מחי, פירש באומום פסול ביוחי בקדושים פרגעים אדי קינון היי באומום פסול ביוחי וחדם. That's one brisa of the Tesefte that the Rash quotes. Now the same brisa is mentioned in Pushim. And this is a very difficult brisa. I mean the analogy between Baumum and Bekushim Berchutze on one hand and Mikvah Shemitah on the other, I mean, it seems very strange. So Omer Sheinim raised a question. In other words, we have a Shaila here. Mikvah Shemitah, well, of course we don't pass like Rav Talpin, we pass like Rav Akiva. Whether we pass like the Rabbonon or like Rav Shimon, so that's another Shaila. But Rav Talpin is Chelek on both. Because according to the Rabbonon, actually we have three Shittas Yamish. Rabbonon, Rav Shimon, and Rav Talpin. Because Rabbonon say that even B'Shus HaRabi mitzvah. Rav Shimon says only B'Shus HaYochid mitzvah. But B'Shus HaRabi mitzvah. Rav Talpin says toya, so all the Shimon say, according to Rav Talpin, it's toya even B'Shus HaYochid. It's vadai toya. According to Rabbonon, it's vadai toya. According to Rav Shimon, it's sofik tamei. So maybe it's hayochid, it's tamei, and B'Shus HaRabi, it's toya. B'Shus HaRabi, it's toya. All right. So we don't pass, we certainly don't pass like Rav Talpin, because Rav Talpin at the end conceded to Rav Akiva. Whether we pass like Rabbonon or like Rav Shimon, that's another question. Most Rishonim pass like Rabbonon in regard to Mikra Shimon Levin Tzachosya. However, the ritual In Eden, he passed means like Hashem. But we certainly don't pass like Haftar, because Haftar himself conceded to Adakim. And there, so the price in the Tesefte, the Gemore, inclusion of some of the ways, so Haftar was Mitayah, so he mentioned the Raya. He mentioned an analogy with Hoyoimi to Makam Gamizbeach, Vinita Shu Bekushe, Berhutze, Shabulosik Sheikh. So Abakim says, no, you cannot compare it to Nida Shu Bekushe, Berhutze, but to the case, you have to compare it to the case of Imi to Makam Gamizbeach, Nida Shu Baumu, Shabulosik Sheikh. But the question is, how is it possible, how is it conceivable that Haftar draws an analogy between Mikvah Shemilda and Mitzachoser on one and Hoyoi Midmakir, of this day of Nirishu Benkush and Merkutso, Shabiosik Shiro, over there relative to Hoyoi Midmakir, of this day of Vinei Tashu Benkush and Merkutso, so there is Tashu Zosakosu, Upea Yodok Tirtze, Afnu Chorim Shabet Tirtze, so it's Zosakosu, that even though it comes this bar, it becomes the term, the Amishev of Hidalat, that the person who did that day, he was a holo, and the holo is not shy, I have to say, he becomes a holo at the age of 25. If he's a holo, so he was born a holo. He was born a holo. So all the Avedis that he did before he became his barrier, that he was a holo, Akosh, it's a special because Akosh. So it's not the Shaya in being his barrier, it's not an evidential question whether we have to assume that he was a holo or wasn't a holo, because that's an impossibility, that's a logical impossibility. I mean, if he's a holo now, so he was a holo the day he was born. So there it's a special Zerzakosu. True, he was a holo, but all the Avedis he did on the Mizbeach, before Bezdin discovered it, so he's kosher. Bashenkin here, in the case of Mikvah Shemilda Mitzachoser, if we'll find out, let's say right now, if we'll find out, of course right now we know, but if we'll find out, let's say, suppose Eidim will come, will show up, Eidim will show up and will say that they measured the mikveh, we measured it, let's say, on the first of this, and then in here, we don't know whether it was still Shleimo or it was already Haseo. But suppose later, so two Eidim, even Eidachon would have memorized, would come and would say, he measured it in here when he found it Hosea. So of course, I mean, there is no question. And suppose the Eidim will come and say, he measured it near or Tamus, and no, they found it Shleimo, so there is no question. So here the question is an evidential question. In other words, of evidence. Do we have to assume that the status of Shleimo continued until the last day, until the third of Tishrei, let's say, when we made another Midirah, and we found out that he was already Haseiro or not? So how can you make an analogy with Hoyoimi Talkam Mizbeach Ve'evei V'nida Shebegosh Mechutze? Then we know he was a whore, and still it's a special Yotakosu. So I mean, so in Adin they were right. All the Shemim raised that question. So there are two terms. One terms is given by Tesis, and I think the Rashbo inclusion says the same thing, that actually between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon, there are two machlokes. There is a double machlokes. And two separate machlokes, there is no logical connection between the two machlokes. One machlokes between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva is in regard to the case where it's Mikvah Shenimda, so Hoser, and let's say, and it was Nimdet, let's say, on the first of Nisan, and it was found out to have 45 so. Then on the third of Tishrei, it's again in that, and found out 35 so. And the question is, in the interim, was it Shleim or was it Haseiro? That's one. So the Talmud says, we do not have to differentiate Maybe it became Haseiro immediately after the first Nidide. But we assume, on the basis of the Cheska Shleimo of the Mikre, that that Shleimo status continued. Until when? Until today. Until Gimel Tishrei, when the Adam Nidide, when the Adam Nidide was made, and determined that the head of the Mikre had only 30 pies. That's a doubt. And Rabbi Akiva says, just the other way. In other words, that we have to assume that it started to leak out and became a Haseiro immediately after the first Nidide. At the end of the day, on the first of Nis, after the first Nidide, it already leaked out and became a Haseiro. That's one Machlekes. Then there is another Machlekes. There's nothing to do with this Machlekes. Suppose a Kayer who was Tomei, so, and he wanted to do the Aveide on the Mizbeach. But he was Tomei. Tomei is not allowed to do the Aveide on the Bisamigdosh. So he immersed himself in the Mikveh. He says there is a Mikveh. And then he did Aveide. Then, after he did Aveide, it turned out, it was determined beyond the shadow of a doubt, that at the time of the Tvila of the Keir, in that Aveide, in the Mikdosh, it was already Chaser. We found it out. So Rav Tarfon learns out, just as Ligabi Chol, there is a special Zosakosov, who failed the other Tirtze, after Chol Mishadon Tirtze, that since it wasn't known when the Chol did Aveid, so the Aveid is Ksheiro, so we learn out the same thing, since it wasn't known that the Kher was a Tomei when he did Aveid, so the Aveid is Ksheiro. And Rav Akiva says, no, we don't learn out from Ben Gushem Bechutze, we learn out from Balmum. So suppose a Kayan did Aveide, and no one knew that he was Balmum, himself might not have known. He had a certain mum, he wasn't aware of it. And then, after he did Aveide, so we found out that he has a mum. So then we say that Aveide is possible. Retroactively, so he's possible. So here too, if he would immerse himself in the mikveh, and he thought that it was a good mikveh, and he did Aveide, after he did Aveide, he found out that the mikveh was a mikveh Haseiro. So it's also possible. So that's another machlokes between Rav Tarfon and Rav Tarfon. So the whole discussion, the whole argument between Rav Tarfon and Rav Akiva, between Rav Tarfon and Rav Akiva, as to whether we have to draw an analogy between Mikveh Shel Nivdat and Bikush Mechutze, or between Mikveh Shel Nivdat, an analogy between Mikveh Shel Nivdat and Talmud. So has reference to the second question that is told Machloket between Rav Tarfon and Rav Akiva, not in regard to the first question. So the two machlokes between Rav Tarfon and Rav Akiva. This is how Tinsves and the Rashbo and Yushin explain it. The Ramban is chilek. And the Ramban says, no, there are no two machlokes. Gemara doesn't mention two machlokes. There is only one machlokes. So the machlokes, there's one machlokes in regard to the case of an evidential problem. In other words, where Mikveh Shel Nivdat means a Hoseah, and we don't know, and then we made it again, and the Gimel Tishrei, and we see it's a Haseiro, and there is an evidential problem whether in the midterm period it was already Haseiro or it was Shleimo until the last minute. So Rav Tarfon says we can take it for granted that it was a Shleimo, it continued to be a Shleimo. In view of the fact that originally it was a Shleimo, we can take it for granted that it was a Shleimo. Not now, so when did it become a Haseiro? So we can assume only last minute, before the second Nidide, it became a Haseiro. And Rav Akiva says no, on the contrary, just the reverse. In other words, we have to assume that it became a Haseiro immediately after the first Nidide. So what is the value of Rav Tarfon from the Gush and the Chlitzo? So the Ramban is chilek on all the Rishayim. All the Rishayim say, and all the Rishayim, the Rambam, Tinsves, the Rashbo, all the Rishayim, that the Aloche of Peor Yod of Tirtze implies that even if it is discovered, even if it is discovered that he was Ivade Cholom, he is Ivade Cholom, so then it is still David is Kshayo. The Ramban says no, if it is Nisbar, the king who did Avede for so many years, is Ivade, is in Cholom Ivadei, so then we're not Machshav Aveinu Machreya. But it's a question the Pasuk of Yodav Tirtze. It tells us that if he did the Aveide for a long time, and then it becomes determined that he is Isopicho. But in Isopicho, in other words, what does it mean? It becomes, we discover that he is Isopicho. In other words, we know that in that Mishpoche, we found out after he did the Aveide for a number of years, we found out that in the Mishpoche of that Kohen there was a certain intermingling. Of course, but we don't know exactly whether, in other words, one, in other words, that there was a Isarves, Itarubes, of course, in that Mishpoche. But whether this particular Kohen is a descendant of that Cholom, or maybe he's just a descendant of the brother of the Cholom, that we don't know. In other words, if it was discovered that there is a Sophic Cholom in that Mishpoche. So the Ksasakosuf tells us that vis-a-vis the past, all the Avedis, we don't have to the Cheshish. We can let him do the Aved if it was discovered that there is a Sophic Cholom, that in the Mishpoche there was a tmiyo, a salvus, a tahubes of clothes in the Mishpoche. So, Mikan Lahabur, he is not allowed to do the Aveide, but vis-a-vis the past, all the Aveides, so we can take it for granted that he is not a Cholom. So in other words, so the whole, but if it is discovered that he was a father Cholom, so then the Aveide is apostle there. This is the Ramban Shimon. Oi tani bi dise. Shnei mikvois, bi echod yesh bi memso, u bi echod ein bi. Tobu bi achas ne mitumo chmuro. Vi osu tayres, tu yeis. Now, it's a very long vise, and then the Rash will explain just isolated portions of that vise. So let's understand it as we go over that vise. He said, Shnei mikvois, be'echon yeivim himself. So mikve number one has himself. Uve'echon mikve number two ain't been himself. Tovu ba'achas me'mitim es chmuro. So a person was teveo. Famitum et deraise, mikve number one. So he didn't know whether he came to it or not. Because he doesn't know which one is Ishraimo and which one is a Haseo. We are tithes. After he was stable in between number one, he engaged himself in tithes. So the halacha is, at this moment, we say that the tithes are sophic tome. So maybe you cannot burn it because it's not a vada tome, but you have to leave it, you hang it up. I mean, in other words, do it. Pureis is indicative of Sophic Tom. Now then, after he was stable, so in Mikra number one, and he did Tyrus, so he was stable in Mikra number two, and he handled other Tyrus, other Tomis, because Tyrus is Tyrus. The second set of tyrants that he handled after his immersion in Mikra number two, so he's not so victorious, because Mimonevshah, the person who handled tyrants, the second set of tyrants, so historia, because one of the two mikvahs was mitayel. Either the first mikvah was mitayel because that was the Shlomo, and assuming that the first mikveh was not the shleimah, so the second mikveh necessarily must have been the shleimah. So by the time he entered the second set of tithes, he was certainly paying homage to the portion. How does it take? Suppose the shleimah was lost. First, the person, let's say Rubin, who was stumbling, so he was staying there in mikveh number one, didn't tell him the tithes. And then he was stable himself, Bishayni, Mikveh number two, and the Hemu Titus, the also Titus. The also Titus. So the Rishay, the Loyoso, Bishayni, the also, so he stayed right. So the Titus that he handled after he immersed himself in Mikveh number two, so he's more Shatoya. Either he became Toya through his immersion in Mikveh number one, or through his immersion in Mikveh number two. So stay. Birishin be also. Suppose he immersed himself in Mikra number one and then the Titus. Then Bishain he immersed himself in Mikra number two and again he had the Titus. So one of the Titus. So he says, Birishin be also. Bishubishin be also. Bishain be also. Ewa Melumanochis. Neither set of Titus was it not. They are both brethren. So the Shire applies to both. So Rishayim is it works. Because the first set of Titus, we don't know whether he is Toya. Maybe Mikveh number one is the Chaseiro. So the Mele, by the time when he handled it, that was before he immersed himself in Mikveh number two. So the Mele, he contaminated the Kitreshel Tumo of the first set of Titus. So it's Toya's. But Shnei is certainly Toya. Because regardless which mikveh is the shleimo, but he is the toya, he was favored by the time he handled the second set of tithes, so he was still in the money of Shem, which means this. But then, Paul Amuri, the Tomei Chmure, if Ruvain became Tomei, the Tomei the Raif, Avu, the Tomei Kale, Eru, the Eru, is the in other words, if it is, Birishin be also, and Bishin be also, so Eru is Munochis. So, and he was Tomei, Uvein was Tomei, Tomei the Rabbonon, so we don't say that only the Shni is Ateris, but the Bishin is Ateris, because since it's negated the Rabbonon, and it's possible, there is a possibility that Mikveh number one was the Teiro. So if Mikveh number is the Shleimo, the Mikveh number one was the Shleimo. If Mikveh number one is the Shleimo, so the first set of tirets that he handled after his first immersion in Mikveh number one, so did not become contaminated either. We don't know, but. So since it's Nigir the Rabbanon, so we are telling the Hokel that Mikveh number one is the Shleimo. If Mikveh number one is the Shleimo, so not only Tyrus, the second set of Tyrus is Toya, but the first set of Tyrus is also Toya. And as long as there is the possibility that it was that way, so we are telling the Hokel. It will be. Now, again, Tov Albeer Chodmehmi Tumekal. Suppose Ruvain will stay there in Mikveh number one, from it to the Rabbonot. We also tie us. So he stays at this stage, because if there is a possibility that Mikveh number one is a Shleimo, as long as there is such a possibility, we can tie it. We can take it for granted in the Rabbonot. Tears. Meet Mabiem Tzatu Mekal, Vito Bal Vishayi. But suppose after that he was again became Tomei the Rabbono, and then he immersed himself in the Mikveh number two with Tomei Bishesi, and then he handled other Tyres, even the Menoches. In other words, both sets of Tyres are before us. And the Shaila is the gay both set of Tyres, not that the first set of Tyres was already eaten up and there is no problem, but they are both before us, and the Shaila is the gay both sets of Tyres, both Kikras, both sets of Tyres. Harim Mechichas, Harei Mechilchet means, now here we cannot be tailored, because one of the mikvoyis is certainly Yechaseh. So that means one of the sets of tiles certainly became contaminated. If the first, if mikvah number one is the Haseo, so then the first set of tiles is done. If mikvah number two is the Haseo, the second set of tiles is done. But we cannot take for granted, we cannot assume on the basis of Tehil Hokel that both kikores are toya, because we know it's not like that. There is a spirit. Now, so here we cannot be Tehil Hokel. But we could, let's say, Tosikoi, let's say, if it falls heads, so then we'll eat kikras number one. And if it falls tail, so it will eat kikras number two. So we don't Tosikoi. If we, in other words, when can we be Tehil Hokel? When can we be Tehil Hokel with the Rabbanon? In other words, if the whole Sofik, we can be Tehil Hokel. But if there is a Sofik in respect to two things, and we cannot be Tehil Hokel in respect to both, so then we apply the Svar of Maichozis. Why be Tehil Hokel in respect to this one and not in respect to the other one? So maybe we have to be Machmir in respect to both. That's the expression of Mechichas. In other words, it is self-evident that we cannot assume that both sets of tires are Torah. Because one set of tires is certainly Tomei. So the question is, which one? We cannot, we're not at liberty to toss a coin and arbitrarily assume that this set of tires is Torah, not the other one. So maybe we have to be Tomei. Harimu Mechilis, Nechmu Vishenes, Nikmeu Oishoavdu, Achamu Nasu Shmiyes. So let's suppose that the first set of talents is enough or becomes contaminated with the Rasvadai, so there is no Sofik attaching to the first set of talents. And the only Sofik is that attaches is in respect to the second set of talents. So Mele, we can detail the Hokeo that the Mikra number one was the Haseo and Mikra number two is the Shleimo. Not it has to be that way, but since it's the year of the Rabbalo, so I tell you all. So actually, Nasu Shnieis Teiris. Mishinasu Shnieis. So the problem already, the Sofik already arose in respect to both sets of Teiris. So, and after that, so the thing was established. At that moment, let's say at 9 o'clock in the morning, so both sets of tires were with Fanaim. So then if we would ask a shayla of a chochem, what would we say? You have to refrain from eating both sets of tires. Then somehow someone came and took away one set of tires. And the problem takes place only in connection with the second set of tires. But since at one moment the problem arose in respect to both, so then the psak halacha would be that both are to be treated as tamei. So even though later on somebody ate up, or let's say a goy ate up, a kelet came and ate up, or one set of tires so became contaminated with Yerasvadai, so the problem now is only in respect to the second set of tires, but once the problem arose in connection with both, and had the Chochem been asked, he would say, you have to refrain from both, so the melee it's considered as if the Chochem had been asked, and we already passed. All right. You should ask which needs to it. Now again. Another thing is, Tovu Be'er to Mechmuro. If, let's say, he was saved, they will be to number one, Tovu to Mechmuro. And the Ostares, and the end of Tares number one. So, of course, at that point, at that stage, at that point in time, so there is a Sofik, and it's the Reinegeer, the Reise, so he cannot be killed off. Then after that, is nit mabir mitzah to mekalo. To mekalo. So he became tomei to midrabon. Vitov bishemi, viosatare, vinov weyu beimu. So rishene is truis. Because insofar as the rishenis are concerned, insofar as the rishenis are concerned, so it is isofik. But the shnias is yisrael. Why? Because it doesn't make any difference. As far as the second set of tiles, they are tomim monefshach. They are tomim monefshach. If the second, if mikveh number two is the hasero, so then he is tomei because of the tumid rabonot, because he was mitlavet. It lives because he couldn't become tomei as a result of his immersion in mikveh number two, because it's hasero. Assuming, what's the other possibility? That mikveh number two is ishleimo. But if mikveh number two is ishleimo, so too, he became pure, he became toyer through his immersion. So he became toyer from the Tumid Rabbonon through his immersion in Mikra number two. But something happened, there was contact between the first set of Taras and the second set of Taras. So, if Mikra number two, if Mikra number two is the Hasero, so then it means that when the person touched this first set of tares, he was still tome because he never became nita through his tume de reise. Because mikveh number one is a haseo. So that means he was still tome. If he was still tome, so the mele, he was mitame. He was mitame the tares. So the tares became a rishi. Then, when the Taras number one, the first set of Taras came in contact with the second set of Taras, so it became a shame. Mashein came. So that's why it's Yisrael. But the first set of Taras is only Puyis. It's not Tomei B'Teres Vadai. Because if you have Ishmael is Gaia, if you have Ishmael is Gaia, that mikveh number one was a shleimo. That mikveh number one was a shleimo. So the mele, if mikveh number one was a shleimo, so then he became toy. So then when the first set of Taras touched, the second set of Taras cannot be mitame. So, because the farthest we can go in Trumo is Ishlishi, but there is no Revi. So that's why the first set of Taras is Kuyis, Ishlis is Yisrael. Tomo Be'er Memitri Karlo, V'yoso Taras is Teves. If he was Teves in, let's say, Mikra number one, Famitum and Rabbonot, and then Rumein Hedru Taves. Then in the past, so at this point in time, there is a possibility that mikveh number one is Ishleimo, and he became toyer from the Tumid Rabbonon. So he stayed away, so we take it for granted, we are tailor off. Then after that, he did Mabem Tzotumach Miro, Vitova, Viosetare, then he came to me to the Raise, and he was staying in mikveh number two, and then he had no Tares. So it's Bruins. We know Bruins, Shnius Bruins, Rishinus Yisrafu. The same Cheshmi, but the other way. Shnei Mikvois, Shavoi Ma Bruim So, Echot Shom Vechot Kosher. So we have two Mikvois. And one Mikveh, both Mikvois have a Bruim. So, but one Mikveh is Shom. The other mikveh is shemisho. Vitova ubeachot mehen, he was teibel, Reuven was teibel, in mikveh number one, mitumech mureh, famitumeh deraiseh, v'yosot ha'aretz, was established. So at this point in time, so it is a topic whether he was staying there, whether Reuven was staying there in the mikveh shul, in the mikveh shuvo, or in the sheni shuvo. So it's possible that he was staying there in the mikveh that he showed. So maybe it didn't become toyer, and it's negated to the rice. So that's why it's twice. Now, why doesn't it appear from this price and deceptive that Kuli Show is possible rice? Because assuming that Kuli Show is possible on the Rabbanon, the Rambam in Shizari, so that it's only possible with Rabbanon, so that means even if Mikveh number one was the Shuvah, so Midrash became Torah.